whereas all other diseases are going up or remaining stable, malaria admissions severe are also going down. In the year 2000, we had 6,054 malaria deaths, which represented 20% of all the deaths in the country. I'm happy to announce that in the year 2016, the deaths have dropped to 1,264, representing only 4.4%. So, there has been 79% reduction of malaria deaths. The whole Ghana were red. Now, 2016, the only red places are two, Eastern and Central. They are the only red places now. But if we had enough money to do indoor residual spraying everywhere in the country, we can really fast-track the malaria elimination.
The First Lady, Mrs. Rebecca Akufo-Addo, commended managers for a good job done and urged the private sector to invest more in the fight against malaria.
We need to sustain the gains and do even more if we have to eliminate malaria. This calls for more and sustained investment. There is a large gap in our funding levels which needs to be filled in order to achieve a malaria-free Ghana. And this is where the business community can lend its support. For the malaria burden is not felt only in the health sector, but in every aspect of our social and economic life.
A major challenge facing the complete eradication of the disease is a dwindling donor support. A Deputy Minister of Health, Kingsley Abuajijedu, said it is in view of this that a restructured NHIS will be in a position to support local investment in the fight against malaria.
The National Health Insurance Scheme will be reorganized to make it more efficient, with capacity to finance health services on timely basis in a bid to achieve universal health coverage by all Ghanaians. This will be done by reviewing the funding sources as well as the institutional arrangement for management of the NHIS fund. Increasing the budgetary allocations to the scheme is also aimed at reaching out with the wider beneficiaries with quality patients.
The Ghana Malaria Foundation is a team of businessmen who have come together now to see to mobilizing resources from within the country and, if possible, from outside the country to support malaria control in the country. It is not only going to be for the National Malaria Control Program, no, but it's for all identifiable groups who are actually doing something to control malaria. When the fund is raised, that will be used to support all such organizations. So the idea is to ensure sustainability. When there's donor fatigue and donor withdrawal, we must have sources of funding within our own country to sustain the gains made so that we do not derail this progress that has been achieved. And we are aiming at elimination. The WHO has given the cutoff rate. If we're able to reach 5%, then we are on the way to elimination.
And you have targets that
20.5%, yes. So we are aiming at it gradually.
Any timelines?
According to the Global Malaria Action Plan, maybe beyond 2020, when we are looking at 2025, then we begin to look at getting towards elimination for the high-burden countries like Ghana.
The WHO Regional Office for Accra announced that Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi will take part in a coordinated malaria vaccine implementation program that will make the world's first malaria vaccine available in some selected areas effective next year. What is that vaccine RTSS injectable about?
The RTSS is the malaria vaccine. They have been researching into it for over 20 years now. And Ghana was one of the countries that actually did the research into it in Kintampo, in Agogo. And amongst other countries, Ghana was one of them. Currently, the results show that the malaria vaccine can protect about 40% of children when it is given. And because it's only 40%, the malaria vaccine is being brought on board in addition to the other interventions. It is not replacing the other interventions. So it's an additional intervention to all the other things we are implementing. It will be rolled out in 2018, to be done in only 3 countries for now, piloting, and then the lessons learned will be used to scale up nationwide. Uh-huh. So it's from 2018. It will not be done everywhere in Ghana, no. It will be in selected places. We'll be looking at the high-burden areas for starters. The success is through a multi-pronged approach, both intervention and cure. You know, we always talk about using the insecticide-treated mosquito nets, and we have distributed them freely for the country over the years. And the recent results we have obtained shows that the number of people sleeping in the mosquito nets have really increased from a low 3.2% in the year 2003. As of 2016, we have about 57% or so sleeping in the mosquito nets for children under 5 years and for pregnant women as well. And when it comes to other interventions, for instance, in the northern part, we are doing indoor residual spraying. And then we are also doing what you call seasonal malaria chemo prophylaxis in the northern part of the country. All these interventions have combined to bring the malaria burden down.